Hi, I'm Rob Prosha, auditor with the Office of Audit Services from Region 1 in Boston. Today, I'm speaking with Rick Navarro, senior auditor. We're talking about the recent review of payments totaling more than $3 million that Medicare paid to individual clinicians for Part B services in 2009. So, what are clinicians and what types of services are we talking about?
Well, for purposes of this report, clinicians includes physicians, nurse practitioners, and physician's assistants. The services include office visits, diagnostic tests, and drugs.
And how did this review come about?
In an earlier but unrelated review, OIG identified a physician who billed over $5 million in reimbursed therapy services in less than a year. We looked into it and found that the physician was being investigated by law enforcement. This left us wondering, is there a way to identify the physician sooner?
Okay, so this report deals with clinicians and high cumulative payments. Could you please explain high cumulative payments?
Again, for this review, we define it as the total amount that Medicare pays to an individual clinician for Part B services that is more than $3 million.
And how did OIG decide on $3 million as the threshold for this study?
The $3 million threshold identified 303 clinicians, and we felt this was a reasonable indicator of potentially high billing clinicians.
So what do we know about the 303 clinicians?
Well, in 2009, these clinicians were all physicians, mostly specializing in internal medicine, radiation oncology, and ophthalmology. More than half of them practiced in Florida, California, New Jersey, Texas, New York, and Illinois.
How many clinicians billed Medicare over $3 million for Part B services?
Between 2008 and 2011, the number of clinicians grew from 268 to 476.
Can the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, monitor these clinicians generating high payments?
CMS does not have specific controls in place to monitor clinicians generating high cumulative payments. But CMS does monitor provider enrollments and works with contractors to identify improper payments for mistakes and fraud.
Could you tell us more about CMS's contractors?
CMS works with its contractors to process and pay Medicare claims and to identify and review potential improper payments. In some suspected fraud cases, contractors refer the case to OIG's Office of Investigations to determine whether to pursue criminal or civil cases.
So how many of the 303 clinicians did CMS and OIG identify?
They identified 104 physicians for improper payment review. They also found $34 million in overpayments. Three clinicians had their medical licenses suspended, and two were indicted.
So if CMS and OIG are finding these questionable billings, why do we need this control?
Well, Rob, one challenge is how quickly can we identify questionable clinicians. It could take between 7 to 21 months before flagging a physician who is on track to bill more than $3 million for Part B services. The result is Medicare pays millions of dollars more than it should.
And how did CMS respond to the results of this review?
CMS said that it would work with its contractors to research and develop an appropriate cumulative payment threshold, and that it would develop a procedure to quickly identify a clinician who bills above the threshold. CMS also wants to look at other factors, including service type and specialty, to set the various thresholds.
So, now the question on everybody's mind, where does the OIG go from here?
Well, we plan to identify effective thresholds for various provider types and specialties. We believe utilizing thresholds for high cumulative payments will be a good screening tool and help strengthen Medicare program integrity efforts.
Thank you, Rick, for taking the time to discuss this innovative area with us.
You're welcome, Rob.